Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Darkest Night by Alessa Thorne. Narrated by Viviana Marlowe and Kurt Bonham. 1. It was a steamy August night in Paphos. Athena Edgeworth was perched on a barstool, drinking her third whiskey of the hour in celebration. She wanted to jump up and down, squeal with excitement and victory. She had just acquired one of the best finds of her life, and she couldn't tell anyone. Around her, sunburned tourists filled the outdoor bar area and lingered on the sands of Venus Beach. Paphos was where Aphrodite had risen from the sea, birthed from the severed genitals of Uranus. As someone who apparently had been birthed from an icy forest, Athena could relate to her mysterious and bizarre origins. Paphos was still marked with the goddess of love, the city sacred to her, like the whole island of Cyprus. It was kind of ironic that one of the holiest, and until a few hours ago, lost books on communing with the Christian god, had also been hiding on the island. Athena had followed hunch after hunch, even after her own team had said she was crazy. Still, she had found the lost teachings of the Syrian saint Simeon Stylites in a crypt in the St. Nephidus Monastery. Now it was upstairs, sitting in a cushioned metal briefcase. She couldn't wait to rub it into Dante and Isabella's faces that her gut had been right.
"Excuse me. Is this seat taken?"
a voice asked over her right shoulder. Athena turned slightly and appraised the man staring at her. He was tall, with jet black hair clipped close to the sides and longer on the top. By his husky accent, she pegged him for being Turkish. He was dressed in a white button-down shirt that was a little rumpled from the heat and had the sleeves rolled up his brown, tattooed forearms. He was handsome, sporting an easy smile and groomed stubble. But that wasn't what made Athena pause. It was that the charming and relaxed countenance was 100% bullshit. Athena's eyes dropped to the scars on his knuckles and assessed the hint of controlled violence in his aura. Black eyes studied her as carefully, taking in her own slight scars from boxing and blade training on her hands. Athena had been raised with mercenaries and knew a man of violence and darkness when she saw one. They were predators meeting, and they both sensed it.
"It's not taken," Athena replied, sipping her drink and looking away from him.
He ordered one of the local beers and seemed to get lost in the football game on the screen above the bar. Athena turned the page of her book without reading it.
"What brings you to Cyprus?"
he asked after 15 minutes of silence. Athena tensed.
"Work. You?"
"Work too. I'm a historian."
"My ass, you are."
"Really? You don't look like one," she replied, turning another page.
"And what are historians supposed to look like?"
Athena raised a brow.
"I have met a lot of historians, and I've never seen any with two full sleeves of tattoos."
She was also sure that some of them were Turkish gang-affiliated, but she didn't want to point that out. Sometimes it was better to act dumb. He smiled, a sharp flash of teeth that hit her low.
"Remnants of a misspent youth.
I'm gone."
He held a long hand out to her.
"Athena,"
she replied, shaking his hand. Their eyes narrowed as they hung on, both registering the calluses on each other's palms from weapons training.
"Goddess of war. I can see it,"
he said, dropping his voice as he leaned slightly into her space. A ripple of awareness rolled through her. He smelled of something spicy, and under that was sweat and pheromones. Athena wanted to know if he tasted just as good.
"What kind of business are you in, goddess?"
Khan asked, not letting her hand go.
Usually, men would have dropped the eye contact by now. Athena's icy blue stare made people uncomfortable. Khan's black eyes held hers like it was a challenge. Acquisitions. It wasn't a lie. She'd acquired all sorts of things. Sometimes it was even legal.
Sounds interesting, he said.
It has its moments. I'm actually celebrating, she replied, and wondered why she admitted it.
By drinking by yourself. That doesn't sound like a celebration. Where are all your friends?
I'm here alone. His expression turned curious.
Is that so? No husband or boyfriend to keep an eye on you?
Athena shrugged.
Just me. How fortuitous. I'm here alone, too. Do you want to be my friend?
Khan asked. Athena knew she should take her hand back, but his grip was still holding her firm. And what makes you think that being your friend is going to be more interesting than my book? She asked.
The fact that you haven't read the last three pages you just turned.
Khan leaned over, giving Athena a delicious view of the tattooed chest down the front of his shirt. His breath was warm on her ear.
And if you take me upstairs, I'll give you the fucking you so badly need.
Athena forced herself to laugh, even though her thighs pressed together on the barstool. Has that line ever worked?
I don't know. I've never used it before. But I can guarantee if you take me to your room, I'll have you screaming in no time.
Khan picked up her drink and drained it.
Let's go.
I haven't agreed to it yet. Athena's heart pounded as his black eyes roamed over her, stripping her bare with a mere glance.
Yes, you have. It's why I still have this hand of yours.
Khan lifted her wrist to his mouth to taste her pulse. Without breaking eye contact with her, he scraped his teeth over it hard enough to sting and make Athena give an involuntary whimper. His smile widened, no doubt feeling her heartbeat jump under his tongue. She knew he was dangerous,
but so was she.
And he was right. She did need a good fucking. Her last few hookups had been so boring, she had wondered why she had bothered. This man would not be boring. Khan sensed the moment she gave in, placed some notes on the counter to cover their drinks, and tugged her off the barstool. They stood opposite each other, sizing each other up like they were getting ready for a fight, not a fuck. Neither one of them spoke. Athena's gaze flicked back up to his, and she smirked in challenge, letting the public face she wore in the bar slip off. Athena was a wolf in sheep's clothing, and she did what she had never done with a lover before. She let him see her own violence and darkness. Other men would be backing out, making excuses and walking away. Khan didn't. He just flashed his teeth in a not-quite smile. He followed her upstairs to her room, a coiled ball of energy that had the hair on her neck rising. As soon as her door swung open, he pushed her up against a wall and kissed her roughly. It was tongues and teeth and taking. Athena let go of any semblance of politeness. She bit his bottom lip hard enough to draw blood. Khan hissed, grabbed her wrists tight, and dragged them above her head. Athena leaned forward and licked the blood off his bottom lip. Khan's eyes darkened.
Oh, goddess, you are fucking gagging for it, aren't you? I could smell it on you in the bar. Been in that cage of yours for a while, have you?
Athena snarled softly, brought her leg up behind his, and knocked out his knees. He controlled his fall, tugging her with him and rolling to pin her to the bed. A soft chuckle vibrated in his chest.
If that's how you want to play, let's do it right, he said.
Khan lifted his knee slowly up between her thighs and ground it against her mound, making pleasure streak through her as she canted her hips up against him. Khan lifted his knee higher across her stomach and used it to pin her down. He released her wrists and grabbed her breasts hard enough to make her gasp. His fingers twisted in the flimsy fabric of her cotton sundress and tore it in one long strip down the front.
"Well, now, what do we have here?"
he purred, reaching for the small knife that was nestled between her breasts. Athena always carried a knife somewhere, a product of her upbringing. He pulled the blade free of its leather sheath. It was only as long as Athena's pinky, but it was big enough to do damage in hands as well-trained as her own.
A girl can never be too careful. There are all kinds of bad men out there,
she said, fluttering her eyelashes.
And in here,
Khan replied, sliding the blade under the front of her bra and lifting it. The lace shredded and her breasts fell free. She didn't move, her heart pounding as he moved his knee back down between her thighs, dragging the remnants of her dress from her.
I hope you have spare panties packed,
he said, lip curling. He slid the tiny blade under the fabric on her hips and cut the sides. With one casual flick, he sent the knife flying across the room and buried it into the bathroom door. Athena's nipples went hard, and he shook his head.
Where have you been hiding all my life?
He mused. With my husband and four kids, she lied breathlessly. He ran his lips and stubble over the curve of her stomach.
He's going to be devastated when he learns it's me you masturbate over every time he fails to please you.
Khan replied and lowered his mouth over her ruined panties. Athena squirmed as his warm breath soaked into her pussy, his teeth closing over the lace and pulling it free. With a quick, rough move, Khan grabbed the underside of her thighs, forcing her legs up and wide and held them tight so she couldn't move. Athena never let a man have such control over her. She wanted to move, throw him off her, and take over. But then the tip of Khan's tongue flicked once over her clit, and she whimpered.
Already wet for me, and I've barely touched you,
Khan growled, pinning her tighter when her hips arched up.
Squirm all you want, goddess. I'm not letting you go until you're dripping into my mouth.
Athena swore at him, just as his tongue went back on her, licking and laving until her eyes rolled back into her head. His stubble and teeth were causing pinpricks of pain mixed with the pleasure of his tongue. Athena fucking loved it. Khan's tongue speared inside of her, working her into a frenzy. Her hands tangled in his hair, holding him down on her as her hips rocked up, thrusting in time with his tongue. He looked up at her, dark eyes shining, and bit down on her clit. Athena screamed as an orgasm shot through her hard enough to leave her shaking.
You're Russian? Khan asked. Your accent is British.
I'm from everywhere, she replied, trying to catch her breath. She hadn't slipped into her birth tongue for years. She moaned as he blew softly over her swollen flesh and released her legs. Athena lurched forward, grabbed him around the throat, and rolled him onto his back. He laughed, hands gripping her hips.
Well, Athena from everywhere, are you going to just sit there, or are you going to fuck me?
He asked. Athena ripped his shirt open and ran her nails down the tattooed muscle and fine dark hair. She opened his belt and pants, dragging his hard dick free. She didn't bother to even get his pants all the way off before she was lowering herself down on him.
Fucking hell, goddess,
he groaned. Athena couldn't talk. His dick filling her up had robbed her of the ability to speak. She rocked forward, one hand pinned to his sternum. He went to raise his head, but her other hand came to the base of his throat, holding him down.
No, I'm in charge now,
she snarled and began to ride him. She ground her hips into his in a slow circle, and Khan swore passionately. Athena grinned. He was Turkish. Khan's hands stroked from her hips up to squeeze her breasts, fingers tightening on her nipples. Khan sat up and kissed her until she tasted his blood in her mouth from the cut on his lip. Two of his fingers moved between them, rubbing her clit in slow circles that had her sobbing. He pulled away, right when she was about to come, and brushed his pleasure-drenched fingers over her lips and into her mouth.
Suck,
he growled, and she did.
Damn, baby, I can't wait to get that mouth around my cock.
Athena closed her teeth around his fingers, and he hissed, pulling them free. His kiss was punishing as he flipped her onto her back, lifted one of her legs over his shoulder, and slammed into her. Athena was moaning louder than she had in years, Khan thrusting so hard into her that she could feel him hitting her limit inside of her. His fingers clasped around her neck, holding her tight. She gripped his perfectly muscled ass, dragging him harder into her as she reached her peak.
That's it, goddess. Come on my cock. Let me feel you lose control,
he demanded, husky voice all dominance. Athena's inner walls clamped around him, making his eyes widen as her orgasm exploded through her. She was breaking apart, screaming his name as she rode him through it.
Fucking hell, goddess,
Khan said, kissing her moans from her mouth. His hand went between them, toying with her clit again as he took control. He dragged her up onto his lap and she groaned, the change in position almost painful. Khan gripped her close to him, dick pounding into her. His mouth dragged down her neck, licking at her sweat. Athena jolted in sudden pain as he bit hard into her shoulder and came deep inside of her. Khan was trembling. He pulled his mouth away with a loud suck, eyes wide, no doubt matching hers. Athena had known he would be good, but she was still shaking as he lowered her back onto the bed. They were both sheened in sweat, with dazed expressions on their faces.
What in the fuck was that?
Get your breath, goddess. I'm going to need to be inside of you again before this night is out,
Khan said, curling a finger around one of her sweaty blonde locks. Athena leaned over and licked at his nipple, tasting the salt and spice tang of his sweat.
You have 10 minutes to recover, or I'm kicking you out.
Athena woke to the hot sun pouring through the windows and onto her bare ass. Her hands stretched out against the sheets and found them cool and empty. Her eyes snapped open. She was a light sleeper, had to be in her profession, but she hadn't felt Khan get out of bed. He had fucked her until she had passed out, but she couldn't help feeling a pang of something that he hadn't stayed. Athena looked about in a fuzzy daze. There wasn't a pillow left on the bed, the sheets a mangled clump in one corner. Her eyes lifted to the metal case she had placed on the small desk. She sat up, noting that the position was slightly different than when she left it. Athena launched herself out of bed, naked and panicked. She unclipped the lid and opened it. Her heart stopped, and her vision hazed red. The case was empty, except for a note written on the hotel stationery.
Better luck next time, Edgeworth.
2. Over the past 3 years, Khan had often regretted stealing that single tome from Athena Edgeworth. Usually it was when he was nursing a wound she had given him, or when their game of cat and mouse had cost more time and money than he'd wanted to part with. He had thought that she would lick her wounds after Paphos, and their paths would never cross again. He had never been so mistaken in his life. After Paphos, Khan had gotten curious and had done some light research on the enigmatic Miss Edgeworth, finding out just how badly he had fucked up. Athena Edgeworth was the sole daughter of Silas Edgeworth, one of the most ruthless and calculating mercenaries dirty money could buy. She had traveled the world with him, learning from him and every other goddamn hard-ass assassin, gangster, and soldier her father worked with. The Edgeworths were spoken about in whispers of equal parts awe and fear. And he had fucked her, both figuratively and literally. Khan thought that if they ever did see each other again, she would put a bullet in his head. When they did, she had put one in his leg instead, and had stolen from him a ring that had belonged to the Sufi mystic Al-Ghazali. That was only the beginning of their game of tit-for-tat. Every one of their encounters had ended in one of them getting screwed over. He had gone to kill her at least 3 times, and each time he had fucked her senseless instead. It was a rivalry that couldn't last. Not when his boss, Liddell, was... Crack! Khan's head snapped back as the Indonesian man in front of him punched him hard in the face. Khan spat out a mouthful of blood, his head lolling to the side. He hadn't expected that his life would end in a gambling den in Semarang, surrounded by cobras in cages tied with rope, and stinking of blood and booze and shit. 3 other men were sitting at a round table in front of him, guns, cards, and poker chips spread out over it. Cobra blood and whiskey were mixed in the glasses in front of them. It wasn't Khan's idea of a cocktail, but to each their own. The man held up a carved wooden shell medallion in his face, shouting questions at him in Javanese. The medallion had once belonged to a priest of Samar, Indonesia's buffoon god. Whoever possessed it could commune with the god and have visions of the future. The man currently yelling in his face was the man he had tried to steal it off. Liddell had heard that a gang leader was using a sacred medallion to make deals and had become ridiculously rich in the process. He had sent Khan at once to retrieve it. Anything that even whiffed of magic, or specifically a magical object to help commune with a god, Liddell wanted. Khan did as he was told because he wanted Liddell. And now he was never going to get his chance to slit the fucker's throat because... Crack! Crack! Khan's vision exploded into sparks of bright light. He thought of Athena's bare ass in the sunshine in Paphos, sleeping off the sex coma he had put her in. Khan didn't have friends or a regular lover. So his last thoughts were about Athena, the beautiful rival he should have never fucked over. If he had a regret, it wasn't stealing from her, but not telling her that their encounters were the only thing that made him feel alive in decades. He had always thought his last regret would not be killing Liddell, the man who he had worked his entire life to get revenge on for murdering his parents. But no, it was Athena. Beautiful. Ruthless. Violent. Crack! Crack! The man's shouts sounded like they were underwater now, and Khan wondered if his eardrum was busted. The men stopped talking, all turning to the swinging doors that led out into the public part of the den. The sound of voices singing loudly echoed back to them. Khan's Indonesian was rusty, but by the laughter and rambling nature of it, he figured it was a bawdy drinking song that the entire bar was now singing at the top of their lungs.
What a symphony to go out to, he thought grimly.
The doors swung open, and a tumble of bright pink and gold came through it.
I love this fucking song,
the woman cried in English and let out a surprised yelp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom.
She hiccuped nervously. Bills of different currencies were sticking haphazardly out of the neckline of the sparkly dress she was wearing. All the men exchanged predatory glances before turning back to her.
You'll gamble, Ravri?
One of the men asked her in English.
Yes, and I'm on a winning streak. Is this a game? What did that guy do? Cheat?
He is a thief. Don't you worry about him. Come and pray with us,
the man replied. The blonde bounced up and down, clapping her hands, her breasts jumping enough that every man's eyes dropped to them.
Yes, I want to play.
She headed over to the table, stumbled in her gold high heels, and fell forward into the table.
Whoopsie daisy,
she squealed, right before she snatched up two of the guns off the table and started shooting. All four of the men were dead before they could react. Khan bit back a smile.
Good evening, Edgeworth. Since when did you start using guns? He asked.
I use whatever is best at the time. Really, they were asking for it, leaving their weapons lying about where anyone could get them.
Athena searched through the blood and chips on the table before lifting the wooden medallion from the mess and slipping it over her head. She finally looked at him, her keen blue eyes taking in the beating and the blood all over the front of his shirt. As always, Athena was a vision, her hair a chaotic ashen tumble to her shoulders, sweet freckles across her nose, full lips smirking, and eyes as cold and merciless as a Siberian wolf in winter. Athena slowly lifted up the split in her dress and pulled a knife from its sheath.
Don't worry, I have a blade right here with your name on it, she said,
tossing it up in the air and catching it again.
You named one of your knives after me, Guzelim? I'm flattered, Khan replied,
his fingers trying to loosen the ropes around his wrists. Athena hummed as she sidled over and rested the tip of her blade under his chin. He stopped struggling and went very still.
What can I say? It reminded me of you. Not too bright and a bit of a prick.
Athena smiled, and the tip of the blade dug into his skin.
Don't move now, in case it slips.
Athena leaned over and started to go through his pockets, stuffing his money clip into her bra. Her perfume was tropical, like frangipanis and pineapple. Underneath the sweetness was the musky smell of blood and sex that made Khan's dick twitch to life. Athena made a soft tisking sound and swiped a finger through the blood on his busted brow.
Your face looks like shit, Constantius.
If you untie me, I promise I'll let you sit on it for a night, he answered, giving her a charming smile.
Athena laughed, a sound that skittered over him and made him even harder. She pulled the knife away from him, took one of the snake blood and whiskey drinks from the table, and downed it in one shot.
Thanks, but I've had a better offer, Athena replied,
before turning her back and swinging her fine ass all the way to the door.
Come on, Athena! Don't leave me like this!
Khan shouted, yanking at the cords. Athena looked over her shoulder at him, a blood-stained grin on her face. Quick as lightning, the knife left her hand. Khan flinched, waiting for the pain, but the blade lodged into something behind his head with a thunk.
Until next time, Constantius,
she called out before walking out. Khan shifted in his chair, searching for the knife she had thrown. He spotted it just in time to watch in slow motion as the rope it was stuck in frayed in two, and the door to the cobra's cage swung open. And this was just one more reason why he regretted ever fucking over Athena Edgeworth. Cursing, Khan threw his chair backward on top of the dead gangster. The snakes were sticking their heads out of the cage, flicking their tongues curiously. Khan found a switchblade strapped to the calf of the asshole underneath him as the first cobra flopped elegantly onto the dirty floor. Without taking his eyes off it, he wriggled the blade free and opened it with a snick before working it down onto his ropes.
Fuck you, Athena, he growled, hissing as the blade cut his palm.
He pulled his hands free grabbed the gun nearest to him, and blew the cobra's head off. Khan rolled onto his feet as a handful of men rushed in with machetes and handguns.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?